This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
All right, so we're starting out tonight. Mark, you've had a story in your show prep for a few days now you've been wanting to discuss. Regarding teen suicide rates.
Right. This is from the Foundation for Economic Education. And the title is Why Teen Suicide is Lower in States That Have More School Choice. New research links school choice with improved childhood mental health.
Now, of course, correlation is not causation, but let's hear it.
It isn't. But if you listen to the public school advocates out there, they'll say all these charter schools have resulted in some cases, no better education than public schools. Hmm. Oh, so they're cheaper and they educate people just as well? And what's your problem with it?
Right.
And there's certainly some charter schools that you can point to and some public schools that you can point to that say, you know, well, look, there's this one's the public school's better than the charter school. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Mm-hmm.
Charter schools are still chartered under the government.
Yeah.
Yes, so, correct. I mean, there can be charter schools that do better than government schools, but they'll never do as well as a true free market education.
Well, a private education is going to be it's going to be the most expensive, of course, but it's going to be
the best. Is it, though? Because, Mark, wasn't there a private school out west of Keene somewhere that was doing it for like $1,500 a year or something?
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. I don't know what it was. But
like, doesn't have to be, you know, the boarding school for $50,000 a year. I mean, just think about it. If you were to pool people together, if you had interested parents who wanted to get their kids out of a government school, how much would it cost to essentially hire somebody to watch over a room full of kids doing basically self-directed learning? I mean, if you had 20 or 30 parents throwing in, you know, X amount of dollars per year, you could easily get to a decent salary of $24,000 or $30,000.
You got to have a community that's motivated to do that.
But the money's there for
sure.
It can work and it can be done affordably.
Yeah, I tend to think that the lion's share of the evolution in education comes with school choice. And that I will agree with you, Ian, that it is more moral and makes more sense and provides the right flexibility and everything if people simply pay for their own kids' education. They take more responsibility for it. And I think that's really what
you'll
it is.
Get a better education for way less.
I think it has largely to do with sort of what we would say when we used to sell gym memberships to people. It's just like, look, if you pay for this, you're more likely to do it because every month you're going to see the gym membership coming out of your credit card or whatever. And you'd be like, I got to get to the gym. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're not seeing that, you're not getting that reminder. So parents that pay for their kids' education are invested in their kids' education, as opposed to parents who everybody's just got to throw into a pot.
This is a good point.
And kids, they take the schools they want to take or whatever.
I mean, whenever it is you have your own money to spend, you're going to be more diligent about on who you're going to give that money or on who you're going to spend it. And so those individuals all making those decisions individually contributes to a much more robust marketplace with different options where the liberals can have their very liberal education and, you know, talk about atheism or whatever it is they want to talk about. And the ultra-right conservatives can have a completely, you know, I don't know what the right term for them is, but white bread, Bible in the schools, kind of no gays, whatever it is that they're looking for,
fundamentalist evangelical education.
They can and should have whatever the education they want.
Sure.
But the government doesn't let that happen.
But I mean, the thing is that anything that you don't pay for, if you get it for free, you can't appreciate it.
No.
And so you shouldn't. I don't think that you should expect parents who are not paying for it. Now, granted, some parents of involved with public schools and who have kids in public schools get very, very involved.
Yeah.
But I would say on the whole, just sort of economic incentives, those people who are cutting the check every month or every semester for their kids' education are going to be much more invested and are going to be watching their kids much more, you would think, on the whole.
I would say that one of the most insidious things about government education is that it divorces you from your education.
By design.
I don't know whether it's by design, but it sure should be.
Right. You, the student, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, first off, you're responsible for your own education. Your 10-year-old, my 10-year-old, is responsible for his own education.
That's right.
However, as his parent, I understand that his foresight sucks and that he would rather eat M&Ms for dinner.
Yeah.
So, I've got to take some responsibility here. So, secondarily, I am responsible for his education.
Right.
And making sure that he gets well-educated and all that stuff. And, but... I don't know what schools do, but I will say that what they should do, if they're running their little operation properly, is to get him to forget about his education, to get me to forget about his education, to say, don't worry, good parent. We will take care of your little child. Yes, we just like all the other kids, we take care of them for 13 years. Yes, as the public school system, we have the highest incarceration rate of any other school system in the country. But don't you worry.
You
we'll
just
take
go
good
work
care
hard
of them.
Every single day. You, pay your taxes and we'll take
do
care
what's
of
easy. Go do
that's
your
the,
job.
That's the job.
Yeah.
That's the job of the public schools is to warehouse the kids so that the parents can go and bust their butts, you know, 9 to 5 and more.
Middle class welfare babysitting day prisons.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is kind of like a prison. Because, you know, you are locking these kids up, basically.
Can you leave?
No, you can't.
If you can't leave, it's a prison.
Yeah.
I mean, my school that I went to, at least for high school, I don't remember for junior high, but for high school, we had uniformed police officers walking around the campus, armed.
Yeah, we had
more than one of them, huh?
We had more than one. But, I mean, I went to school in the city that I was raised in was the murder capital of the U.S. for, like, all of my high school years.
Really?
So, yeah. It
what was that city?
San Bernardino, California.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have a station up there.
Yeah, it's rough.
So, yeah, let's go on with this article from Fee.
All right.
Freedom is the precursor to happiness. When we're free, we feel control of our lives and able to direct our own path. If we're unhappy, we can make changes and make different choices. If we're not free, we cannot make these choices. We cannot be our own agents, and so we suffer. And I think that this is true, right? Like, money is good for happiness. Freedom is necessary for happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So you can. We've all heard of the kept rich spouse, mm-hmm. especially the wife, you know, of the rich guy who really can't leave the palatial home. She's got to take care of it and all that stuff. She's miserable, and all these the stories go on. Mm-hmm. The movies are ad nauseum of this the situation, and it doesn't really matter how much money you have. If you're not free, you're not going to be happy. Humans, this species needs freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, from our perspective, that's true. But there are people who want to be told what to do. There are people who want to have someone rule over them.
It's a temperament thing, for sure. There are certain individuals who are, I think, naturally their temperament is more subservient,
yeah.
and they really enjoy...
down to the individual relationships that exist, you know, the whole submission dominance thing, and then
that's certainly the extreme of what you're talking about. I would hope.
Is it extreme? I mean,
it's normal.
I don't know how normal it is, but it's not uncommon. That's
there you go.
That's certainly the case.
Certainly.
Honestly, I don't know what percentage of people feel better when they're free. I really don't, because there's so many of them that seem to want to be controlled and to want to be told what to do. Like, for us, that's anathema because, you know, freedom is at our core. I mean, I as I've said before, I can remember being anti-authority back before I knew what authority was.
Oh, me too. No doubt.
Right?
So,
no doubt.
If we take the Nolan chart, for those that are unfamiliar with it, the Nolan chart
is that the four part?
Yeah, it's a graph that
the
shows
diamond.
The right-left paradigm, and then it shows the top and up and down.
Authoritarian, libertarian?
The authoritarian, libertarian, and then there's a moderate in the middle.
Yeah.
So there's five quadrants. That doesn't make any sense.
Quintrance.
I just said there's five quadrants. You know what? Give me a few minutes, and I'll explain what I was trying to say.
All right, we got more coming up. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome here if you want to weigh in. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We continue with teenagers and suicide. We haven't even gotten to the suicide part yet.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's already in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd. While supplies last, visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. We're talking about education and eventually tying it into suicide. That's what the headline is regarding teen suicides and school choice. Mark, you've got that story. We'll continue it here in moments. And I also want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. They got a special offer right now for the holidays over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. These are wireless cameras.
Right.
Which
easy,
is
easy to put up.
Yeah, I mean, it could not be any easier, really.
Right. It made sense at one point to just avoid the home security system. Mm-hmm. Like, when it costs a whole bunch per month.
Oh, yeah, the monthly monitoring, yeah.
The cost for installation and all those wires and all that stuff, was
you're into thousands.
Was what it was.
Yeah.
And then $1,000 down and then, like, $50 a month or whatever it is. Yeah. I didn't sell ADT home security systems back in the 80s. I'm just saying. I had a home security system at one point. I never put it on because inevitably went off and made a bunch of noise and was a pain. This is not that. For one, it doesn't make – there's no alarm.
Well, I mean, unless you got a ding on your phone when there's probably going to be a notification noise on your phone when it sends you a clip of something happening.
Right.
Because that's what it does.
But your house isn't going,
you are the monitoring service, right, basically. Yes. It sends you a clip of the thing that happens. And then as long as you got internet connection, you're going to see what's going on at your house.
Within a second.
It's also super affordable, shockingly affordable. And there's no monthly service whatsoever.
No monthly service. It costs I think right now, before Christmas, you can get their lowest end one camera system for $80.
That's pretty good.
That's a great deal. Then here's what your monthly, here's what your ongoing costs are. A AA battery every 2 years.
Is it just one? I thought it was two.
I think it's one.
Two is still pretty good.
Yeah. It's cheap.
Plus, you can get those cheap at Amazon, too. Yeah, exactly. By the way, Blink is an Amazon company.
It's not going off when you don't need it to go off. I mean, I've gone weeks without mine going off, and then
It was going off in the back because there were a couple mice running around back there. So
I was sensitive.
Yeah. I'd get notices, and I'd see little mice. Mouse popping out of the shelves, and
you could borrow my cat.
I actually put a couple traps back there and got them.
Yeah,
so
traps are better when it comes to catching mice and cats.
Blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can save up to a whopping 40% off all their add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd. So time is limited, and it's only while supplies last. So blinkprotect.com/FTL to get the deals. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. All right, Mark, you were beginning to tell us about this story from the Foundation for Economic Education.
Before I authoritatively said there are five quadrants, and then just everything fell apart. What I was trying to say was that you were saying some people want to be told what to do.
Yes.
Okay. Some people want to be told what to do. I'll give you that. That's because on a planet with 8 billion people, some people must want to be told what to do.
Sure.
But if you look at these areas, I'm going to call them quadrants because that's the best. Well, that's what I'm going for here. The five
zones.
Yeah, the five zones of the Nolan chart, which is conservative. So conservatives want economic freedom. And they also want social freedom in that they generally want to worship the God that they want.
Right.
They want the authority that they want to worship. Sure, they want the government authority to some extent, but
they don't like those other gods very much, though.
I'm just saying they want freedom when they want freedom.
Sure.
Okay?
They want freedom for themselves, but not everybody else, unless you are just like them.
They might want to round up the other people.
Right. Exactly.
The liberals, on the other hand, same thing. Only opposite, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so, yeah, they're happy to round some people up, too, if they get the opportunity.
Well, the conservatives.
Right. So here you get this big pull back and forth. These are the two that are sort of on either side. So they want their freedoms, too. The liberals want their freedoms. They want the freedoms to sleep with who they want to sleep with and, eat what they want to eat or whatever. I don't know. No, they don't want you to eat what you want to eat.
No,
let me take that back.
No.
Smoke what you want to smoke.
They only, in theory, support your right to own yourself in certain circumstances.
Right. All right. They want the freedom, too, for abortion, at the very least.
Yes. Okay, I'll give them that. Yes.
So then you look at the libertarians in the top. Would you say that libertarians want freedom?
Yes.
Yeah, for
okay,
everybody,
great.
I would
if they're
say.
Real libertarians.
Yeah.
Would you say that authoritarians want freedom?
Probably for themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. But not for anyone else.
All right. How about
everybody else has got to be told what to do.
Moderates are the last one. They sit in the middle and nobody really knows what to do with them.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're just wishy-washy.
Yeah, they're just a mess. They don't know what they believe. Yeah.
All right. So we can say that there are the majority of people in all five of these zones on the Nolan chart want freedom.
That's fair.
For themselves? Yeah. Generally, that's true, but some of them want to be told what to do. I don't get it. I can't empathize with them at all, but those people exist.
Well, so they want the freedom to be able to choose
a ruler.
A ruler. Yes,
they want to feel secure. Having a ruler, having somebody tell them what to do, makes them feel good.
But they want, a good ruler, though, in their mind.
What they think is,
right? They want to choose their master.
That's only smart. Okay, look, if we're going to hike Mount Kilimanjaro, right, and we're going to put aside 2 weeks to do this. By the way, that's how long you need to set aside to hike Mount Kilimanjaro.
I won't be doing that.
You want to go with an expert. You want to go with somebody who's gone before.
You want to go with a guide, leader.
Sure.
A leader. You want somebody to lead you up Mount Kilimanjaro. Otherwise, bad things happen to people who do not have this. Life has all kinds of problems. Many things come up. Yes, it's a good idea to have somebody govern you in some way, shape, or form. If you're dealing with, an armed assailant or something, time to have somebody who's an expert in this field handle these things. I'm just saying, it's not a bad idea to have government. The bad idea is to not be able to control it. And that's what we currently have. If you think you can control your government, ladies and gentlemen, please demonstrate that ability.
You've never tried. If you think you can control the government, then you've never even given it a shot.
If it can be controlled, it probably will never become a government.
Mm.
I think that's the mark of the government, is that was the gang that nobody could control.
They were the most successful.
They were the most successful, violent, and powerful gang that could not be beaten by the rest. And so then they just go, we're the government now.
Now we are the government. So anyway, paragraph that
Go
ahead.
Some people who want to be controlled, they may bristle at the idea of someone else telling them what to do that they don't agree with. I mean, certainly we see that in the government structure that we have, where people are mad, Trump's in, but they're going to do what they're told for the next 4 years or 2 years or how many are left, and then they're going to try their hardest to get him out so they can put their person in there. Then they'll be able to tell everybody what to do. So there seems to be like this kind of power transfer game going on. People, they're into it. And I don't understand it, but they're into it. I remember going after Trump got elected, there was an anti-Trump protest at Central Square here in Keene, like right after the election. And I wanted to go down there to kind of float secession out there. Like, okay, you lefties, you hate Trump so much. Wouldn't you now support secession? Wouldn't you be now more likely to say, screw this, let's get out of here.
Nope.
The ones I talked, now there were a couple that were open-minded, but there was this old guy who he was like, don't support secession. We're just going to get back in there and we're going to take it over. That was the attitude.
They will.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always going to go from the right to the left, to the left, to the right, but does anything ever change? Really?
I don't know if
not from our perspective.
Yeah. You'll see some changes here and there.
Trump is the end of the world. I mean, he's like,
Congress hasn't done anything since Trump has been in.
Nothing.
Like, all it is MSNBC going, we're going to get him vitally, the Russians and stuff. it's nonsense.
All right, we got more on the way here. You can jump in if you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You USA Radio News.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work.
President Trump, when meeting at the White House with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer today, the president there seemingly digging his heels in when it comes to border security and funding for a wall, and he has at least one Republican senator who's on his side.
If I were the president, I would dig in on this, and I'd also put DACA on the table and try to solve two problems at once.
Multiple reports say that there are at least four people dead in a mass shooting at a Christmas market in France. The gunman in the shooting is on the run, but police do know who they're looking for. A terrorism investigation is also underway, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Right now, over at the Bitcoin.com store, they've been doing the 10 days of Bitmas, where every day, basically, they're doing a special offer. Right now, through Wednesday, through the end of the day Wednesday, Eastern Time, they are doing a free swag pack worth $40 to every customer who spends $50 in the store. So, you know, cool Bitcoin t-shirts and things like that. Get on over to store.bitcoin.com. The swag box contains collector coins, t-shirt, snapback, webcam cover, and more.
That's pretty good.
Get on over to store.bitcoin.com. Your time is not out yet, so you still have a chance to get over there. Again, this particular offer expires late Wednesday.
But there'll be other offer
another one after
right
that.
After it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Still worth checking out.
So, Mark, we're talking about young people, suicide, school choice, authoritarianism.
Right. Just the idea of being free. So the Foundation for Economic Education, writes, the article here is written by Carrie McDonald. And the first part is the claim that if we're not free, we cannot make choices. If we cannot be our own agents, we suffer. Is basically the premise that's being set up here. And I think that it's a fair premise.
I think for those of us, yes, listening to this.
And I think it's basically a species-wide premise. I'm not saying there's not some kind of deviation, you know, of people that want some, you know, authorities or whatever. And I think that, you know, yes, people want somebody in charge that knows what they're doing at different times for different situations.
Well, I mean, look at the studies on authoritarianism, right? With the man in the lab coat. Yep. You know, as long as you've got a lab coat or a clipboard, and if you've got one of those orange vests on with
the yellow
clipboard.
Vest. Well, I think that might have been destroyed now.
Yeah, the yellow vest thing could be over. But orange vest would probably be all right.
This is suffering is due to lack of freedom is becoming increasingly apparent throughout our mandatory system of mass schooling. Young people are required to attend their assigned district school under legal threat of force. Mm-hmm. If they are fortunate enough to have access to a local charter school or have a parent or guardian who can remove them from school for homeschooling or a private school, they can escape the confines of their government-mandated schoolroom. Mind you, their parents can't escape paying for it, though.
Nope.
But the vast majority of children in the U.S., approximately 85%, are locked, literally these days, in a conventional public school classroom. I think that a lot of people probably think with the charter schools and all that stuff that that number is lower than what it is, but 85%. So that 15% includes private schools, chartered schools, homeschools, and whatever else there is out there.
Yeah.
It's no wonder that mass schooling consumes more of American childhood than ever before. By the way, more of most local tax dollars, too.
Absolutely.
Beginning earlier and extending longer than any other time in our history. Yeah. By the way, once the school gets your, first grade through 12th grade, then they're clawing in kindergarten, they're clawing in preschool. They're clawing everything that they can possibly get because They want the moms out at work, and the moms feel like they have to be out at work. But really what happens is we're giving up the education of our children. We're giving up the shaping of the personality of our children. We're giving all of mm-hmm. these things up.
It's crazy if you think about it.
And, especially in those formative years, you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to turn the kid over in high school. They've already had their chance to sort of become who they're going to be to some extent mm-hmm. or another. But, put the younger and younger ages, that's what they want. They seriously are just looking to create new compliant citizens.
That's what the whole Prussian education system is, right? To have essentially worker drones who just plug into the system,
yep.
get themselves a job and a career and have kids, and then put them through the system themselves and ultimately retire and pay obediently the entire time into the tax system so they can then be taken care of in their retirement by that same government mm-hmm. who would love to take you from cradle to grave. I mean, that's really... They love control.
The evidence I have for this is that, I don't have all the evidence in the world, but I have seen some percentages for juries and their results prior to the 1900s and the late 19th mm. century, and they were not terribly likely to find somebody guilty. I didn't get a specific percentage, but it wasn't like it is today where if you take a case to trial, 66% likelihood of being found guilty.
See, that seems low to me. I would have thought it was much higher than that.
Now, if it's from being arrested to being convicted,
right, yeah.
that's a significantly different number.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So if you're arrested, one of two results is likely to happen. Either the charges will be dropped or you will take a plea bargain.
Right, right. Yeah.
Now, the chance of you going to trial is less than 1%. But of the people that do go to trial, 66% of them are found guilty.
Gotcha.
One would presume if one takes it all the way to trial and sits, through all that crap that they'd have to deal with, that they're more likely to be not guilty.
Right.
That they're at the very least headstrong, right?
Yes.
And why are they headstrong? Maybe it's
they're innocent.
Maybe. It's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
I tend to think so. I certainly have a lot of convicts writing me saying, I'm innocent. But then again, I tended not to believe them when I was in prison myself. So.
We're going to continue the conversation. Go to your phone calls, though. You can bring up what you want here. Jeremiah's in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremiah.
I wanted to explain about the... DEW, the direct energy weapon.
The what? Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm on a cell phone, but I'm on a bus.
Okay,
I'm trying to get my message out before I get home because I'm being attacked with DEW, direct energy weapons, a form of remote neural monitoring. It's a conspiracy against the American citizens, and I must get this out because I don't know if I'm going to be alive.
How do you know that you're being attacked by these weapons? Are you talking about, like, the things that we've seen police with, like, a bear cat, this armored personnel carrier, and then, like, a kind of a death ray gun on the top or something?
No. This one reached the electronic response or synapses in your brain where your neural receptors, it reached the synapses between them, that little bit of electricity or light.
Who invented this technology?
It comes from Schumann resonance. Schumann resonance is it's the energy field that's within or underneath the firmament, and it's the electromagnetic spectrum. It has all kinds of abilities to where it can read any element or anything. Called remote neural monitoring.
Where is this fired from? Is it fired from like a satellite or something? Like how does this reach you?
Okay. Well, it's a microwave and radio frequency, but they radio waves. What they do is they transmit the electromagnetic frequency, or shall I say the radio frequency, to whatever part of the body or brain that they're trying to read, you know, and then they use the microwaves in order to carry that wave, in order to carry that frequency.
Right, but you didn't answer the question. Vin was asking, are they delivering this, you know, ray or whatever, this frequency spectrum, are they delivering it via a satellite? Is it like
a
gun
yes.
that's mounted to the top of a truck? Okay, satellite?
No. Imagine your brain is a receiver. Not only is it a receiver, but it's a transmitter. It is a transceiver, okay, at a certain frequency level. There's different types, but it's at least less than 30 hertz of this frequency level. You can trigger or you can tap into a person's hearing, their sight, their smell, all the five
senses. There are definitely some like crazy ray guns that the government has worked on.
Yeah, this is not even the government. It's the community.
The community.
The people. The community.
Yes, they have criminal organizations in the community, gangs, local thugs. The government has.
Are you telling me the Crips and the Bloods got their hands on the government's death ray technology?
Yes. Yes, okay. That's the way.
Does that mean it's only happening in like Los Angeles?
No. It's more places, but Los Angeles and California is easier to operate this technology because of the fact that.
Wait. You said it was did you say it was satellite delivered? Because that doesn't make any sense. Why would the Crips
and the Bloods have satellites?
The Crips and the Bloods have an uplink facility?
Yes, they need control over this.
I don't know what they need, but I can tell you they're not fighting.
Hold on. Jeremiah, stand by. I know you're on a bus here. Hey, hang on. You got a lot to say. I get it. I want to know how he knows, because he said it was being used on him.
I want to hear more.
Yeah, so Jeremiah's going to be back. Hopefully, stick with us. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're proving it right now because it's open phones. We were talking about authoritarianism and education and suicide and all that. But then Jeremiah called in, and he's on a bus in Los Angeles right now, believes that he is being targeted by what are apparently called directed energy weapons. And this sort of harkens back to discussions we've had over the years about the U.S. government, the military, actually having these, like, crazy cannons. I mean, I remember reading about one of them that makes your skin feel like it's burning.
That's real.
Yeah,
that's
right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. These are real technologies. Now, I don't know if that's
exactly... He talked about Schumann resonances, and those are absolutely real.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly what Jeremiah is saying is controlling him, but he says he is being targeted by some sort of directed energy weapon. I want to find out how he knows this, and he's stuck on the line with us here, so we're going to continue that. Also, want to remind you that you can go and watch the show live every time we are on, which is 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, on our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. Now, Jeremiah, you said you're on a bus in Los Angeles. You believe you're being targeted by these weapons. For how long have you been targeted, and who do you believe it is that's behind this?
It's been about 15 months. I moved into a neighborhood, and they haven't had too much liking to me. I guess I'm not sure, but it is a criminal organization, and what they use is they send a signal, kind of like how you have your radio. They use ultra high frequency and ultra low frequency. You know how a radio station uses and broadcasts their RF signal, their radio frequency. And they have that equipment, but they use it a laptop. And a laptop can lock on your bioresonant frequency, and it can know you like a signature. Okay, they use signals intelligence, and they use
How is a criminal organization getting access to Signet?
Because there are members in the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other law enforcement that are corrupted, and they're paying these people in order to destroy they're trying to destroy the seed or anyone who's a God loving or a person of religion. But they're trying to destroy
this is an anti-religious tech, it's a pro-tech anti-religious.
It's satanic.
Yes,
they, gang members.
Satanic cult. Gang members.
Yes, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. I've never left this place. I'm trying to tell you that
that's
the evil of this world is the Muslims. They call this the end time weapons. Okay, what they use is that they can't.
How
use
did
the
you find out about this?
Yeah, how did you find out that it was you?
It's happening to me. They're in my head and stuff. They're friends of mine, and I get hit with energy that has my nerves tripping. But it was a friend who sold me into this. You see what I mean?
Because he doesn't sound like a friend.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Welcome
what
to the
world.
What did
he do? Yeah, explain. How did he sell you into it? What does that mean?
Because this, well, they give you a target, a person that they already know about, like me. I have no friends and nobody to help me if I were to try and fight back against them. I have nothing that helped me. You know what I mean? So they take these weak and unsuspecting people.
Okay, but wait, you got to take it. Yeah, I know you got a lot to say, but we got to slow you down and take you back in time. We need to go back in time to where you met this so-called friend who sold you to these people or whatever it was. Tell us that story. How did you meet this friend, and then how did you end up getting sold by her to this gang?
At the time, I was I lived in off of Crenshaw Boulevard, which I still do now, and I lived off of Crenshaw, and there was a friend right across the street, and she had like a lot of other, she had a big social group, so I ended up hanging out with her, and then one day I met one of her homegirls, okay, and her homegirl, for some reason, she was cool with me. She was like, you know, just watch out for my name, because I might.
You can't say those. You can't say those words. So don't do it again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, my bad. Like I said,
so girl across the street. You met her home girl, and then what?
And then we started getting along, and we were talking and becoming friends. She got to know me very well, and apparently, she just disappeared, like out of nowhere. No one knows where she went or anything, and no one would tell me.
Well, they call that ghosting, I think, these days.
Exactly. That's one of the best, that's one of their main tactics. Now, so she ghosted me, and then me and my mother ended up moving down the street, a little further down, and out of nowhere, I can hear my homegirl, or the friend that I met, she was outside, and I remember her telling me one time that her family stayed in the building, and then I also recall that the people in the neighborhood and our social group knew that she was a part of some kind of criminal organization that had connections with the FBI. So about a year later, I started getting...
She never told you this. You just heard it from people.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And they said a criminal organization that... How did they... They said that it was connected to the FBI? Explain that.
Which is a criminal organization.
Yeah, but explain that.
Well, I cannot explain too deep on that, other than, I don't know her depth of it, but the people that she's related to are the ones...
When did the mind control ray come into play? I want to know when that started. How long after?
That started about this summer. I would say, when did I come back home? I came back home about September. I came back home September.
Where did you come back home from? Where did you come back home from?
Well, I went out because I left my house because I didn't want nothing to come down on my mom or my family.
Thoughtful. I
didn't want mom to get into it.
Brain control or whatever it is.
I put everything on Facebook.
How did you know, though? This is what I don't know. When did you know that this weapon was being used against you? You must not have known it was a weapon at that time. Was it like, do you have a headache? I mean, what does it feel like?
I kept hearing the voices. Like, people were faint, like they were there, but they were like far back, and I would be in a room.
Was it like whispers?
Not whispers. Like, I'm talking to you right now, but turn the volume down to like 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just someone in the background.
Yes.
Were they talking specifically to you? Were they using your name?
Yes, they were talking to me, and then I started recollecting like the voices and who they are. And one time, I heard one of the voices came from. It was the guys that lived in my building downstairs. It was his voice, and I was hearing. And not only that, what they do is they will use a big.
Isn't it possible the guy downstairs was like coming, you know, the voice was maybe echoing up through vents, like air conditioning vents or something, or heating vents?
No, because I started getting real personal. I started mentioning things that would offend them and make them want to speak up and show themselves. See what I mean?
Uh-huh. So you talked back to the voices, and they responded to you?
They responded, yes, because these aren't voices.
What? Give me an example. What were some of the things they were telling you? What do you remember?
No, what they do is they'll say derogatory comments about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. They'll make fun. Yeah, they'll tell you things about your life, and then they tell you it's about to happen. And boom, do, knock on the door, and it's that exactly what they were telling you before it happens. See, it's the idea of, in the Bible says, he had all eyes upon him and all eyes around him.
Tell me this. So how long did this? So these voices were going on. Did you then go on the internet and, you know, search for voices? Like, how did you connect this to the energy weapons?
Yeah, that's what I did. I went to the internet and I said, hearing voices in my head. And I'm a normal sane guy. I only know one voice in my head, and that's mine. You see what I mean? But I have derogatory, and what they use is a tactic is called thugs. And that's a personality they use to scare people that are afraid of gang members and stuff. And see, I'm not a gang member, and I'm not a thug. So they figured they can do that. But see, I can
hear. What were they trying to do? I mean, what do you think their goal was here?
To drive me crazy, to make me kill myself.
You haven't killed yourself, so that's good.
Please don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't find whoever's responsible for this and harm them either.
Don't hurt anybody about this.
I'm not, because I know them. You see what I mean? And Jeremiah, I don't think you do.
What do you mean?
No, I don't think Jeremiah knows.
I think you're wrong. I've listened to this for enough. We're at 10 minutes now. And
okay.
I think you need medication, Jeremiah.
Los Angeles. No, I don't. I'm just letting you know. I might not be alive tomorrow. Just remember me, okay? Just remember me and look me up.
Wait, why might you not be alive tomorrow? This has been going on for 15 months.
He's gone. Yeah.
All right.
If you are out there, you definitely should talk to someone about this. A medical professional would be advisable. It seems that this is not uncommon.
This is an example of stories.
Right, Jeremiah is a high-functioning schizophrenic.
That he just needs to speak to a medical professional and
they'll give you some medicine and the voices will stop.
This is the dark side of having unlimited information at your fingertips, right? Like back in the day, if you were hearing voices in your head, you might talk to somebody about it and they might go and get you help.
Right.
Now you go to the internet and say, I'm hearing voices in my head. And it's like, well, it's the directed energy weapons that are doing that.
First it said schizophrenic, but he didn't want to take that.
No, he doesn't believe that for a second.
All right, more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, have you ever heard voices? 855-450-FREE.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.